Speaking on this program is Brother Winford Claiborne.
The prophetic writings of the Old Testament and their fulfillment in the New prove conclusively that God has revealed Himself to man in the Bible. How else could prophets like Isaiah, Jeremiah, Daniel, and Micah predict so many aspects of Christ's life and mission? Were they just good guessers? The Spirit of God directed those men's thoughts so that what they wrote about Christ and His kingdom were right on target. In addition, the events on the Mount of Transfiguration further established the prophetic word, 2 Peter 1:18. All of this information ought to help honest men and women to come to a knowledge of the truth and to commit their lives to the Lord for safekeeping. The prophetic word was not given to men simply for them to have in their intellects. Peter urges Christians in every age to take heed to that word. The reasons for reading and hearing the Word of God are many. The Word reveals not only the existence of God, but His nature and His will. How else can lowly human beings ever come to understand who God is and what He demands of us? The psalmist wrote, "Thy Word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path." Psalm 119, 105. We must have God's Word hidden in our hearts so that we will not sin against Him. Psalm 119, 11. Peter compares our taking heed to God's Word as having a light which shines in a dark place. Do you see any connection between men's ignorance of the Bible and the moral tragedy sweeping life in the United States? When young men and women are not taught the Word of God, is there any good reason why they should not engage in sexual promiscuity, use destructive drugs, take the lives of their fellow students, and even take their own lives? It is only when we shine the light of the gospel into the lives of human beings that we come to respect our fellow men and to abide by moral principles which enable us to live together in peace. This is not a special plea to return Bible reading and prayer to our public schools. It is not an attempt to ram religion down the throats of the general public. My concern is for parents to bring up their children in the nurture and admonition of the Lord. Ephesians 6:4. If parents fail to teach their children and to exemplify the truths they need to follow, who else is going to do it? Through the prophet Moses, God gave these instructions to parents. "You shall teach them," that is, the words of the Lord, "unto your children, and shall talk with them when you sit in your house, and when you walk by the way, and when you lie down, and when you rise up." Deuteronomy 6:7. Churches which would make a difference in our world must also be concerned about shining the light of the gospel into our world of darkness. That means preaching the whole counsel of God. Churches which fail to advocate absolute moral values are preparing the soil for rebellion on the part of our young people and adults. We must teach all God says about moral and spiritual values if we are going to make any lasting changes in American society. Paul urged the Ephesians, "Have no fellowship with the unfruitful works of darkness, but rather reprove them. For it is a shame even to speak of those things which are done of them in secret." Ephesians 5:10 and 11. We are to work diligently for the spread of the kingdom until the day dawn and the day star arise in your hearts. The day star almost certainly refers to the light which Christ shines in our hearts. Will you help us in spreading the gospel and shining the light of the truth into the lives of human beings? Thank you, and may God continue to bless you.